well, well. Good morning. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord this fine, nice, cool, crisp Sunday morning. But I got to tell you something this morning, folks. Our God loves you in the cold just like he loves you in the warm. Amen? So don't you worry about it. You won't freeze. Amen? Amen. But it is cold out there. I want to welcome everyone to our service this morning. I want to welcome our visitors this morning, the Clark family. I want you to, they're in the back there, just kind of raise your hand so they can see you. They're visiting with our church today, and make sure you make them feel welcome during passing of the peace. Amen? Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, how good you are to us. How you put up with us. Even though, Lord, in our evil and sinful ways, you still, Lord, you gave us another day to serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. And Lord, today, enter our hearts and our minds of all the external things and help us to be focused on you today so that we might be healed and we may be liberated and have freedom to serve you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's something I didn't do last Sunday. Gene always reads some scripture, and after I found out that none of my teams won, I got pretty upset, but then I got over it. So anyway, I just want to share with you a wonderful scripture that I found, and it's about those whose transgressions are forgiven, and it comes from Psalms 32. If you have your Bible, you can turn there with me while we go over this scripture. Psalms 32, and it's verses 1 through 11. It says, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away, and through my groanings all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. And then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you're righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Thank the Lord for his wonderful word this morning. At this time, would you please stand? And as we pass the peace this morning, don't forget to say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Pass the peace. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Just go along with me, and I will do the reading this morning. It says, Lord, I come before you today, confessing my sins and shortcomings, for I know you are good and your mercy is everlasting. Forgive me for my mistakes, and guide.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise ye, hallelujah. Oh, brother sun with golden beam. Oh, sister moon with silver gleam. Oh, praise ye, oh, praise ye, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, brother wind, air, clouds, and rain, by which all creatures ye sustain. Oh, praise ye, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, bright and bright, we live by the voice. Oh, praise ye, oh, praise ye, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, sister water flowing clear, make music for thy Lord to hear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, brother fire who lights the night, providing warmth, enhancing sight. Oh, praise ye, oh, praise ye. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let us prepare for our offering. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. For this is a time, Lord, that we can show how much we love you by our offering. We ask, Lord, that what we give it from our hearts, and we don't give it grudgingly, because you don't like it when we give grudgingly. We ask, Lord, that we would give generously. Give as you have blessed us. We give thanks to you, Lord, and we ask that you would bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Hope you all are enjoying this cold day. The good thing is here in South Texas, it only lasts a maximum of 4 days, so pretty soon we'll be warming up again. Today's scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And it's called the incarnation of the Word of Life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the Word of Life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Light and darkness, sin and forgiveness. This is the message we have heard from Him and declared to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. We have claimed to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness. We lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
All right, boys and girls, y'all can come up here. We're going to do a little different today. You don't want to come today? That's okay. This is going to be you and me, buddy.
things which are wrong. And we're sorry. Because amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Thank you very much for that children's message. Confession. Well, good morning again. And it's so glad to have you here this morning. And I am surprised this morning. Is it Elder Wilson?
Yes, sir.
Elder Wilson from St. Louis, Missouri. Now, I got to tell you, first of all, I'm a little embarrassed. He come up here and just completely just, he just outdressed me, didn't he? I look down at his shoes and I go, whoa, my goodness. Anyway, this is Elder Wilson from St. Louis, and brother, would you like to have a word before we start service? Okay.
I'm not new to the pulpit. I'm married, of course. I've been here some years now. I came here from St. Louis, Missouri. I have a wife of 60, matter of fact, an anniversary of Valentine's Day. My wife and a 15-year-old daughter who goes to S.A. Pratt right next door. And I love God. It's not about denominations, it's about salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a quiet preacher. Ain't no sense me looking at me somewhere, well, he's quiet. No, I'm not. I wasn't quiet in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to be quiet when I get with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk that walk and talk to talk. Mm-hmm. And I'm in law enforcement. I'm in law enforcement. I catch shop clips for a living. They say, well, you a preacher. Well, why are you arresting me? Well, I'm going to pray for you, then I'll put these handcuffs on you. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a pretty good now. And actually, me and my wife, she's in a wheelchair. She's tough to stroke. She's young. And we're looking for a church.
Mm-hmm.
We stay right down the street. My brother's part. I'm military. I'm 10 years military. I was in Desert Storm. And so I just wanted to, I saw that. I said, you know what? I actually about to hit my car, broke, messed up my car, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know, I walk down the street. They would just say, oh, man, you look sharp. Well, give me a ride from sharp. I said, Montebello's apartment is right down the street, military apartment.
Okay.
And so I came down here. I said, well, I'm going to church today.
Amen.
And so I came down here, and like I said, I can talk good. I mean, get away from this mic.
Yeah, yeah.
They say, well, you talk too much. That's my blessing.
Yeah, amen.
Good talk.
Amen.
Don't talk about it, be about it. God bless y'all.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you. Well, you can't fault a guy with a tie that lights up. You just can't do it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. We pray that the Lord will be good to you, and I know he will. Amen. Amen. Let us look at our scripture this morning. Our message this morning is confession is good for the soul. Confession is good for the soul. And it comes from 1 John 1:9. Actually, 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. And it talks about how important confession is for the child of God. Now, let me tell you a little story about Ted Robinson's confession. When I was a little boy going to school, I didn't like to do my homework. I thought homework was just, I don't know, it just wasn't for me. So anyway, I had to confess. And it was hard for me to confess that. But I had all my ducks in a row. I had all my story together, and I told my two sisters, I said, look, this is the story. So when Big Mama asked us about this homework, y'all backed me up. Well, Big Mama was pretty smart. She separated us. She got me first, interrogated me first. But then she interrogated my middle sister, and my middle sister was weak. And she told everything that she knew, everything. So anyway, when it got back to me, I was guilty, but I confessed. That was a point of confession. I confessed because I was guilty. Amen? I had been caught. I didn't confess because I was sorry. The confession that Jesus wants us to do is when we're sorry, we confess, and then that confession is followed up by repentance. And that's very important, because if you just confess and don't mean it, you're just speaking words. That's all you're doing. You're just talking to yourself. But if you confess, then, and you repent, then the Lord will help you and he'll forgive you. All right. So, we're going through our preaching series this morning called Back to the Basics. And this is week three of Back to the Basics. And this is back to the basis of our faith, the very foundation. And week one, we talked about prayer. Week two, we talked about scripture. And this morning, we're going to talk about confession. Confession. So, now, confession might mean different things to different people. You may have a vision of confession meaning you see somebody on one of these movies where they're in the police station and they got them under the light. They're hitting them with all these lights and things and questions, trying to get a confession out of a criminal, you know. So, and some of us, we look at it in the Bible way. You see, the Bible says confession has some beautiful biblical truth and instructions behind it. So let's look at the scripture and let's see what the Lord has for us this morning when we talk about confession. Confession is good for the soul. It really is. Now, you may be thinking, say, hey, you know, we're talking about confession, and it's part of the very basics of our Christian faith, you know. There are other things that are important as well, like prayer, reading the Bible, and going to church. And we've got to understand that over the centuries, these were all the things that disciples did. This is what disciples do. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with praying, reading the scripture, and fellowshipping with others. You know, and we wouldn't be doing those things if it wasn't necessary for us. But there is something divinely powerful about confession. Confession is, as we're going to take a look, is both healing and liberating. First of all, let's talk for a moment about what that word means, confession. It's a formal statement that admits, hey, I am guilty. I'm guilty of a crime. I did it. I'm wrong. And I'm admitting to you, Lord, that I sinned against you. That was my fault. Nobody else's fault. That wasn't Tess's fault. That was my fault, Lord. I did wrong. I did wrong. And I'm ashamed and I'm embarrassed by it. You know, that's confession. That's the kind of confession that the Lord wants us to do. And he wants to follow it up with repentance. Don't do that again. Repentance means turn away from what you were doing and don't do it again. Right. So confession is a personal acknowledgement of wrongdoing, or you think that you did something wrong. And I got to tell you, folks, it feels good when you confess and own up to your problems and your situation, doesn't it? It is hard. One of the hardest things to do is to own up to one's issue. Who's the first person that we blame when something happens? It ain't us, the one who did it. We blame somebody else, don't we? Some of us even go so far as to blame God. You know, we blame everybody else for something that we did. But in essence, it was us, me, who did the wrong. And I need to confess about it. You know, so it makes you feel good when you confess to someone. You confess that you wronged them or hurt them. You know, and you come in clean. And once you come clean, that's awesome. Because at nighttime when you go to bed, once you've come clean to the Lord, isn't it great that you can lay down? There used to be a prayer we used to say when I was a kid. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul he'll take. Isn't that an awesome prayer? That's what I learned in Sunday school. But when you can say that and earnestly and go to sleep, because I tell you, folks, in this day and time, you don't know if you're going to wake up or not. Amen? You don't know if the Lord's coming or not. So I'm warning you, be ready. Just be ready. Just be ready. So, and a lot of people, you've heard them say that, I feel like a weight was just lifted off my shoulders when I confessed, when I came clean. One thing about confession, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But there's healing. That's when the healing comes, is after you confess. Amen? And you can say, okay, Lord, now I confess. Now let the healing take place. So confession is both, it's healing. It helps you to heal the soul. Some people will say this, I feel like a weight was lifted off my shoulders after I come clean about something. Has that ever felt? I felt that way. And here's something from the book of Nehemiah about confession. Back in the days when Israel was really, it was going against them. They were about to be, they were living in sin and they were in adultery. This is what they had to do in Nehemiah chapter 9. Verses 1 through 3. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites, they gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth with dust on their heads. Those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all the foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and all the iniquities of their fathers. And while while they stood in their places, they read from the book of law of the Lord, their God, for a quarter of the day, and they spent another quarter of the day in confession and worship of the Lord their God. Now, this is community confession, if you will. These folks knew that they were up against it, and they knew the only way that they were going to get relief from their problems and their suffering, they had to bring it before the Lord. And they sat down, and in those days, they put sackcloth and ashes over their head. That told the Lord that they really and truly meant business. If you want to get things right in your life, if your life is going sideways, if it's going away in a direction that's not pleasing to the Lord, you need to get down and confess what you're doing. Amen? Well, preacher, I'm all right. I don't do no sinning. I do okay. You may think that, but I got to tell you, folks, we need to be in a confession mood or mode just about every day. Amen. Every night when you pray, confess before the Lord. Lord, I don't know what I said or did, but whatever it was, I confess it before you. In other words, get things clear and clean in your heart and mind. Before the Lord. And confession is the best way to do that. You've got to acknowledge to the Lord that you did wrong. You see, and here's another example in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where the Israelites, God's chosen people, they were in trouble. And this is what the Lord told them. And this comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You see, forgiveness and healing, and forgiveness is all about healing. And you know what, folks? If you're having some trouble when you confess, if you're having some trouble about forgiving folks, remember this. Remember when Jesus forgave you. Remember you was at the bottom of your barrel, and you had nowhere to look but down. You couldn't look nowhere but up. And remember when Jesus forgave you and he put you on the right road. You see, confession us wrong, it allows the healing to happen. And that healing is amazing. You know, you may think, you say, well, you know, I remember how I had that weight lifted, and it is powerful. And here's one more thought about the healing power of confession. You see, And if you look, if in James chapter 5, verse 16, this is another way to confess. And this is very powerful, very powerful. And I challenge you to do it. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I tell you what, folks, it's good to go and confess your sins to one another. Amen? But you got to be careful when you do that. Some folks may want to put your business in the street. So you go to people that you know and you love, and you say, look, you know, I'm going through some things, and I want to confess them right now. And I want you to hear it also. And that allows the healing to start to take place, because it's always good when you get it off your heart, and especially around someone, especially that one that you that you've hurt. So what we want to do is to get a hold of God and get into the process and seek his guidance. In Galatians 5:1, it says, for freedom Christ has set us free. And stand firm, therefore, and do not submit yourselves again to the yoke of slavery. If you are enslaved by sin, then you are a slave to sin. Amen? And he has you bound, but Jesus can break that yoke. One other thing about confession, it's liberating. It gives you freedom. Confession is not only healing, but it is liberating. Amen? And confession and forgiveness, they set you free from your past and your past wrongdoing. Oh, it's so good when you can say, Lord, you know, I may have done wrong, but I've asked for forgiveness. And I know that you can't hold that against me. Others may hold that against you, but I thank you, Lord, that I've asked for forgiveness and I've repented. And now that frees me, that liberates me to go on and do service for the Lord. You can't do service for the Lord when you're bound by sin. Amen? When you've got so much mess carrying around that you can't do anything. See, because sin will definitely enslave you. And look at what the Lord says about being liberated. It says this, and this comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. It says, but if you walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, it cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is the Lord's promise to us, that if we will faithfully and seriously confess our sins, guess what, folks? He'll forgive us. And he'll clean us up if you mean business, if you are serious about it, if that forgiveness, if that confession is followed up by repentance. Romans 10:9 says this, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart you believe and are justified, and with your mouth confession, you confess that you are saved. So confession is healing. Confession brings freedom. Now, confession isn't easy, but it's very powerful. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. And there's a reason why confession is part of the pillars of faith, along with prayer and scripture. It's a reason for that. And it's easy to see why it's true if you ever refer back to this scripture, Romans 10:9, where it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. You see, but I want to caution you this morning. It's very hard to go back sometimes and remember everything that you did. And you're not going to remember that. So I would tell you this morning. When you get down on your knees, unless you know specifically that you're doing something wrong, I would say this. I would say, Lord, please, I am a sinner. I've sinned against you, and the things that I've done, I know you don't like. Some of them I can name, and some of them I can't. Lord, I need forgiveness. That's all you need to do. Amen? Other than the fact that you need to be serious about it. You need to be serious about it, and then you need to repent and stop doing what you're doing. You know. So, I can only encourage you today to simply bring yourself to Jesus this morning. Confess if you need to. Ask forgiveness if you need to. Pray with the person next to you if you need to. And do whatever you need to do today. And trust that he is faithful. And remember this. Confession is good for the soul. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let me, our prayer, let me, this morning, before we go into our invitation. Jesus, thank you for your faithfulness. Please help us to bring our sin to you, even today, and to trust that at your feet, we will experience freedom and healing. In your precious name, amen. 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 While we prepare for our invitation this morning, I want to encourage you this morning that you heed the Lord's word about confession, and that if you need something that you need to confess, I don't know your heart. I don't know what's going through your mind, but Jesus does. I would encourage you, let it go. Let this be a day of freedom. Give it to the Lord. The altar is open for anyone that needs to confess that you know you're not doing things right. I wouldn't leave here today without doing that. That would be my main priority this morning, is to get things right with the Lord. Would you please stand this morning? The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
The hymn of invitation is For the Beauty of the Earth.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all earth, heavenly race, this our hymn of grateful praise. For the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and blur, sun and moon and stars of light, Lord of all the day we raise, this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of high and high, for the heart and mind's delight, for the mystic harmony, linking sift and sound and sight, Lord of all, today we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Congregation, please be seated.
Yes, would you please stand, please? Well, thank the visitors for coming and visiting with us this morning, and we welcome you to come back. We thank God for you, and we pray that the Lord's word has touched your heart, not just them, but all of us, all of us. Amen? Would you please hold hands if you can? If you're able to, hold hand with someone, if you're able to. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to come before you. Lord, we've been at your ear all morning, but we want to come one more time, Lord, asking for help, asking for guidance, asking for forgiveness, so that we might be the servants that you want us to be. We lift up those that were on our prayer list and those, Lord, whose names were not called. You know who they are, Lord. You know what they're going through. We lift up those even here this morning that may be suffering even right now with pain or an illness. It took all they could do to get here this morning. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless this flock as only you can. Bless these dear lambs, Lord. And I know that you're going to take care of them because you said you would. And we look to you, Lord, for everything. And we thank you. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Our closing hymn is Immortal, Invisible, All God Only Wise.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains, high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on a tree, and wither and perish, and changing them.